Heard about Magpie, the vegan pie truck that needed a bit of help from GoDaddy. One day the owners are like, this business hasn't reached its potential. And the other one goes, we need a bigger piece of the pie. And then it hits her. We need GoDaddy. Look, we can get a domain name and create an online store so we can sell to more customers. Now they've gone from serving a couple of pies to flogging nationwide. And now everyone's like,
vegan pies are the new thing around here.
Wait, no meat. Take the next step on your business journey with GoDaddy.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, October 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Many Americans approaching retirement put downsizing their home on their to-do list to buy a smaller house to fit their needs and to raise some extra cash. But downsizing isn't the sure thing it once was.
Home values have really gone up so much, making people's homes a lot more valuable than they were just, you know, 5-10 years ago. And so for those who have lived in the same home for decades, if you go to sell, you could face some really significant capital gains taxes.
What options do prospective downsizers have? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
Older Americans often downsize to a smaller house to simplify their lives and bolster their finances. But in the current economy, the math might not be in their favor. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins me. So, Veronica, how common is downsizing among retirees?
Well, about 27% of sellers traded down for a smaller home, and that's according to a 2023 report from the National Association of Realtors. The largest downsize was among homeowners ages 77 to 97, and those folks scaled back by around 220 square feet.
How small a home do older Americans typically shop for, and what are they finding in the market?
Those homes are about 750 to 1,750 square feet. And that is a tough market to be in right now because the number of homes for sale in that category has dropped about 41% since 2019. But prices for those homes are about 50% higher than they were pre-pandemic. And that's according to research by Realtor.com.
Wow, it sounds like the same set of issues that are facing younger Americans who want to buy or move.
It's very similar, yes. They are competing for a small amount of houses, dealing with high prices. The added stress for older Americans is that they may be on a fixed income. They may not have income coming in every month either, as some of the younger counterparts might. And so their budgets are already stretched by things like inflation, like many of other people, but they may not have some of the earning power, financial flexibility that someone younger might have.
How are mortgage rates affecting older Americans' ability to downsize?
The 30-year fixed mortgage rates are nearing 8%. And so downsizing is often really costly for those who can't pay cash. A smaller home could translate into bigger monthly home payments, and that further stretches the budget of people who are already on a fixed income. So it's not really a great option financially.
But if people have built up equity in a much larger house, wouldn't a sale allow them to afford a smaller place, even if prices have gone up?
For sure. And they might not even have to take a mortgage on it. That's kind of the ideal situation. We are seeing a lot of older buyers paying in cash and driving a good part of this housing market. The issue is, though, home prices are still high. So you still get less for your money, even if you downsize to something smaller. If you look at a cost per square footage basis, you're essentially paying more. Not to mention, no one is immune to these things like rising home insurance premiums and in many cases, rising home property taxes. And so you're dealing with all of these factors that essentially you're getting less for your money.
So what options do older Americans have?
Well, you can stay in place, you can age in place, and like I said, you know, you're not immune to cost increases when that happens, or you can downsize. I spoke to several people who downsized anyway, even though they took a bit of a financial hit. They said, listen, you know, downsizing isn't always just about money. It's about being closer to the grandkids. It's about not having to worry about home repairs or who's going to plow the snow in the winter. And so they are taking that financial calculus and saying, you know what, we want to do this for our overall lifestyle. So they're downsizing anyway. Some people are moving to some of the senior communities. The issue with those are really pricey in many places, and some of the best ones have wait lists.
You actually spoke to people who upsized. What do they tell you about that?
Yes. And so that is an important point. Not every retiree wants to downsize. There's a whole section of folks who actually want a bigger home. Some of these folks are finally able to afford their dream home, their perfect home that they've been waiting to purchase all these years. And then other people are on the opposite side of this. They would like to downsize, but they can't. They need to stay in their larger home or buy one even bigger because they have to accommodate their adult children who are unable to afford their own place in this housing market. And so what we're seeing is a lot more multi-generational housing situations these days.
Is there a tax benefit to putting off downsizing?
There is, for sure, especially if your home equity has grown significantly over the past few years. And for many retirees, that is exactly what happened. Home values have really gone up so much, making people's homes a lot more valuable than they were just, you know, 5-10 years ago. And so for those who have lived in the same home for decades, if you go to sell, you could face some really significant capital gains taxes. And so some people are saying, you know what, I want to leave something to my kids. I don't want to get hit with a big tax bill now. I'm just going to stay in this home for as long as I can, and then hopefully I'll pass away in this home, and then all this can go to my kids at a much more favorable tax rate if they have to pay taxes on it at all.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing. When we return on Monday, we'll run the numbers on girl math, a new social media trend about personal spending, with WSJ's Javi Lieber. Today's show is produced by Zoe Culkin. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.